Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The most complete team, though, in the league is the Steelers. You look at their offense, they can score, they can run it, they can block up front. You go to the other side of the ball, they have a real defense. They're dominant on that side of the ball as well. They can rush the passer as well as any team in the league. And that makes them the most complete team. When you can throw it and score and rush the passer, that's a great combo. The Titans can score, and they've proven that. They have issues on defense. I'm going with the Steelers. They're my early lean.
All right, presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. That's a guy that wears jorts, right, Craig? Didn't you tell me that one time? Pete Prisco, CBS Sports.
Big jorts guy.
Jean shorts lover.
Huge jorts guy. Oh, loves jorts.
Also a friend of Ron Cook. Ron likes him because I think he buys him beers. I think that's how that...
I was going to say the jorts thing is less damning than that.
Yeah. CBSSports.com, longtime NFL columnist for them. He's the Steelers as the number one team in the NFL right now. Steelers roundtable day here on The Fan. Arthur, do you agree with that? Would you put them number one?
I think they're definitely in that conversation. I don't have an issue with them being number one.
Who would you put one?
Look at their record. Like I said, I don't have an issue with it, sure. Yeah, I mean, when you look at them being undefeated, they just manhandled a 4-1 at the time Cleveland Browns team. So, yeah, I don't have any reason to not have them there. Obviously, the Chiefs look really impressive. Monday night, against the Bills. But
so you wouldn't dock them for the Bush injury?
No, not yet. I'm a believer in, even if you have a key injury, let me see what you look like the week after that, because the 49ers, people were ready to write them off, and we've seen what they've been able to accomplish since they've had the amount of injuries they've had over the past couple of weeks.
Malsy?
I can't put them above the Chiefs just for reasons I think I've said yesterday, but I'll happily restate here with Arthur to see what he thinks. Like, just seeing what Mahomes is capable of and has been capable of, he just set another record, fastest to 90 touchdowns ever. He beat Marino by 3 games with what he did yesterday. I have a very hard time unless he gets hurt or unless, like you said yesterday, Pony, they start just like looking like a sieve on defense and they're not as efficient on offense, docking them from that number one spot. I could put the Steelers as high as number two, though. I mean, among the 5-0 teams, if I'm putting the Chiefs number one, the Steelers are 7th in the league in scoring offense, tops in the league in scoring defense. Seattle's 5-0, but they are wretched on defense. They have basically been the Russell Wilson show, and they've hung on by the skin of their teeth. And then Tennessee, I think, has a really good and really balanced offense, and I think they're very much for real on that side of the ball, but you just heard it in that clip from Prisco. They have real defensive questions. They've had some mediocre quarterbacks putting points on them this year.
Yeah, they've given up 33 times into teams like Jacksonville and Minnesota. So, you know, that side of the ball to them is not complete, even though Vrabel is a defensive coach. I think the Steelers are one right now because they have not used their mulligan yet. Kansas City already did. They've already lost a game that they should win. They were a double-digit point favorite at home against the Raiders. Not a bad team, a team that might make the playoffs, probably will, as a 5, 6, or 7 seed. But not, in my opinion, a loss that should just go ignored. They did what they had to do to win last night. It was bad weather. They ran the ball effectively, something that I don't think they're going to be able to do against the Steelers the way that they did against the Bills defense. And so I can't right now put a team that lost a game that they should always win ahead of an undefeated team that, yes, has a major injury, but they have not, like, even in the all the third down conversions by the Eagles and in the 29 points that the Eagles scored in that game and what the Broncos did in the second half against them and what the Texans did in the first half against them. These are like spurts where they play bad for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, but not whole games. They've been the most complete team in the NFL, and they finally did it against a team on Sunday that has a winning record. Now, they don't have a quarterback, but they had a winning record coming into this game. So I don't see another team out there. Seahawks, you said it right. The Packers have lost now. You know, Tampa Bay went to Chicago and lost, even though they're super interesting because their defense looks incredible now.
Tampa's got something defensively that I've mentioned probably half dozen times that I think makes them very interesting if Brady can kind of keep up a high level of play or get to A and stay there. With David and Devin White in the middle, I just think that's the kind of stuff you need. That's the kind of player you need in the middle of the field. Super athletic guys who can run and cover and tackle that I think neutralizes a great offense sometimes in the NFL.
And they could rush the passer as well, man. You look at Jason Pierre-Paul, what he's been able to do.
Shaq Barrett.
Absolutely, Shaq Barrett. Sue, even though he's a shell of himself, he still can be productive at times. I think that, like you said, they're a really good unit in terms of personnel, and I think that that's a team that the more they get to all those guys being together in stadium, the better they're going to start to be.
And they haven't had all their wide receivers healthy at one time yet.
Very true.
And so when Godwin, Evans, when both of those guys are a full go, then I think that all the reports about Brady being ready for retirement will cease to be. But, yeah, those are all teams that have the potential to do it. The Steelers are undefeated, and they've had moments where they've looked shaky, but it hasn't resulted in a loss yet. So I'm actually with the Jort man. I'm with Jorts.
The Jort man.
Prisco, that guy. Doesn't he always, his famous thing is he told Cook all the time, yeah, whenever you want me, I'll come on your show. And then he would always look for an excuse not to go on the air with them. Right, Craig?
Which means how are they good friends? Guys. Like, how many beers did Prisco have to buy to maintain the friendship?
Right, Craig? Isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, I text Prisco and try and get him on every once in a while. It's always the same thing. Oh, super busy. Like, what's this guy do?
That's like the person that's like,
avoid,
hey,
radio
man,
shows,
if you need
apparently.
Anything. You need anything, hit me up.
Never and then write available. To voicemail.
And it's always an instant response. I get a text back within a minute. Nope, busy.
He's extremely busy saying no to radio shows across the country.
I'm never going to have him on our show.
Up all his time.
I'm not even going to. I have no interest in him. Zero, none.
Why did we just use his clip then?
Because he had the Steelers one to get into the conversation, and also for me to
just mess
air him
you.
Out for wearing jean shorts.
Yeah, that's... When did jean shorts go out of style, though?
2007.
I think I wore them after that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.